One of the great child stars of the 1930s, Freddie Bartholomew, was born today in London in 1924. He had a glowing presence, cherubic good looks, and a natural gift for acting, something his Aunt Sissy noticed right away. She became the boy's tutor, and she had him on stage by the time he was 3 years old, presiding over his career and a generous third of the profits from the outset. Freddie was in a few English movies in the early 30s, which quickly added to his reputation. In 1934, Aunt Sissy took him to Hollywood to audition for David O. Selznick's and George Cukor's new production of Dickens' David Copperfield, and Freddie's career really took off the following year when the movie was released. The film, which also featured W.C. Fields as Mr. Micawber, was an immediate success, and Freddie soon was making the princely sum of $1,000 a week, and in exchange leaving us with a string of unforgettable performances with Greta Garbo and Anna Karenina as Little Lord Fauntleroy, and in the crowning role of his career in 1937 as the spoiled rich kid who was transformed into a stalwart little Gloucester fisherman in Kipling's Captain's Courageous. Meanwhile, as Freddie was earning $1 million, Aunt Sissy was helping herself to a good portion of the fortune. And in a plot twist worthy of a tabloid expose, she took legal action in California to have herself appointed Freddie's guardian so that she would have control of everything. There were more than 24 lawsuits between Aunt Sissy and Freddie's parents in the late 1930s, and this ate up most of Freddie's fortune, while the time was running out on those child roles which had made him famous but had also typecast him. After World War II, in which Bartholomew served in the Air Corps with distinction, Freddie's career in movies was all but over. Still, he soldiered on, hosting a television show and later working in advertising. He died in 1992, having left a legacy of some unforgettable performances. They're waiting for you and your children to find them at your local video store in the classics section.